hear a lot of that within the next hour. So pleased to have in studio the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble. They've been around since 2007, based at Northeastern Illinois University. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're happy to be here.
Thanks
You guys have been on WGN before, but in our old studios. And what was the first thing you said, Rose, when you guys all came in here?
That the next time we come, because there's so much space in here, we're going to bring like 30 or 40 clarinet players.
Yeah. Isn't this space beautiful?
It's amazing. Your view is incredible.
Yeah, we're in the Allstate Skyline studio here at WGN Radio. Rose Braza, you are the founder, the main guru of the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble. So tell us, how about everybody introduce themselves, and then Rose, you tell us how you founded this wonderful ensemble.
Okay.
Okay.
My name is David Tuttle, the husband of Rose Braza.
Oh, gotcha. Rose's husband.
My name is Gloria Orozco. I'm a student of Rose Braza.
Okay. Going to be a lot of ties to you here, Rose.
Okay. I'm Jennifer Petkus, and I'm a freelance clarinet player in the area.
Very nice. Very nice.
My name is Yaron Benyamini. I'm also a student of Dr. Spiraz's at Northeastern.
Okay. You're right in there.
My name is Joe Hands, and I am a private student of Rose.
Very nice. So you have your family, your students, your proteges. Tell us how you founded this wonderful ensemble, Rose.
Well, I founded it in 2007 because I thought that it was time that Chicago had a clarinet ensemble. And also just because I wanted to have some sort of outlet for clarinet players to get together and have a musical community. And so it's been really good in that sense. People like to come and play, and everybody volunteers their time except for our guest artists. So it's just a really good community and sort of a feel-good organization. And a big part of our organization is mentorship. So.
Okay, yeah. And you mentioned you're a freelance clarinet player.
Correct,
so,
yeah.
I mean, so do you come in contact, or is there kind of like
Yeah, I live right near Northeastern. So when Rose was putting together a Chicago Clarinet Ensemble, I said, well, I got to be part of this, so.
Absolutely.
And we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, and how much fun do you guys have when you're all together just playing, or, you know, like kind of mixing it up and just being with each other?
It's usually fun, but it kind of depends on what mood my husband's in. Like today, he's a little Grinchy, so.
I am the resident Grinch today,
Are
yes.
You?
Oh, absolutely.
Totally. Should we ask why?
Well,
because look at this. We're in this beautiful studio. You're with all your friends. They're all in red and green.
I'm so happy right now.
Okay, good. I'm glad you are here.
You have ungrinched me. And thank you so much.
And you had a latke, by the way. We have to give
Oh, my God.
Jill's
whoever
the
made them.
Oh, God. Oh. It's got us in the grocer. It's huge thanks to Jill. Oh. She's the executive chef at Got Us in the Grocer. She sent over some delicious latkes to help us celebrate
Wonderful.
The holiday season, the Hanukkah season, which we're right in the middle of.
Absolutely.
So aren't they good?
Oh, the best.
You can take as many as you want before you leave.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
See? There you go. See, Rose, I'm ungrinching him.
Perfect. Thank
so
you.
So you're going to be playing with us. You're going to be with us for the next hour, or at least 50 minutes.
Yeah.
You range in size from 2 to 35 players, and you have been everywhere. Simpson College, the Humanities Festival. Tell us some of the events that you've played.
Well, we've done some clarinet conventions in different states. We've been to Nebraska and Iowa, California. Like you said, we did the Humanities Festival. Sometimes we do outreach concerts at various schools. But we're in residence at Northeastern. That's our main home.
Okay, now how do you get the word out? How do people know? How do the freelancers find you? How do people find out? And can anybody come and play and join? Or is there an audition process?
Well, they have to know how to play the clarinet for sure.
Okay. So I could not, I could listen, but I couldn't be a part of the ensemble.
Hattie did very well.
Yeah.
Did she play well?
She had a lesson.
She had a lesson, yes.
Do you know, speaking of lessons, we have a freelance news anchor. His name is Bob Kessler. And he, for years, played the harmonica. And I remember about 10 years ago, he said, I want to learn how to play the clarinet. And I said, oh, that's kind of cool, Bob. Good for you. He took a couple lessons. He became self-taught. He is one of the best clarinet players. I'm going to tell him to contact you because he'd love, I'm sure he'd be so good as part of your crew.
We need him in the ensemble. That would be great.
All right, once you audition, walk me through the process. How do you become a full-fledged member?
Well, basically, you audition, or you know, if you're a student, a teacher could recommend you. But then, you know, you go onto a list, a personnel list, because The advantage of the clarinet ensemble, the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble, is that we have so many people. But sometimes we'll do ensembles that have six people or four people, and then some, you know, sometimes we'll do things that have 35 or 40 or 45. So it depends on availability and, you know, things like that. So,
right, right. And the holidays, I'm sure, very busy for you.
Yeah. We have our big concert is coming up on Monday.
Yes, we're going to be talking 10. About that as well. And I want to know, all of you, how long you've been playing and how you each got interested in playing clarinet. You just lean right up into there.
Well, I've been playing clarinet since I'm 7 years old.
Okay.
I'm from Colombia, so I started in my little town's band. And I was interested because the band sounded really nice, and I wanted to be part of it.
That's fantastic.
I started, I think I was 7, and I originally wanted to play the flute, but I couldn't blow into the flute, so they said, play the clarinet, and I didn't even know what that was, but here I am about 20-some-odd years later.
All right, now this is a crazy question from someone who's not a member of the ensemble, so you guys have to cut me a little slack. Yours looks much different. Yours almost, the top part looks like a saxophone.
Yes, I have a bass clarinet, so it's about twice as big as the clarinet.
So do you have to learn how to play the clarinet first and then go to the
bass?
Luckily,
it's the same fingering, so it just takes a little bit more air and a slightly different mouth position.
It looks cooler.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's
you'll
a
hear
big instrument. Yeah, I'm going to hear it in a few minutes. Okay, gentlemen, how about you guys? How long have you been playing, and how'd you get interested?
Yeah, so I just started playing, fourth grade. I was recruited into the band, like a lot of kids are in this area, and that's pretty much it. You know, I got right into it. So.
And you have standard clarinet that looks like there?
Yeah, or it's
that
B-flat clarinet.
Okay, no, how come yours is black on the top? Is it just preference?
This is just the ligature.
Okay, got it. Some are black, some are white. Okay, excellent. Lean right up onto that microphone.
There you go. So I started playing clarinet when I was about 10 years old.
And why clarinet? Why'd you pick the clarinet?
Well, I mean, at first, like, in elementary school, I, like, really enjoyed playing the recorder in music class. And I think the reason why I started playing the clarinet is because I realized that it was, in a way, like, a lot similar to the recorder.
Very similar, yeah. Like hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns, yeah.
Nice. Had to play hot cross buns.
That's basic, yeah.
That got you into it. Is it a hard instrument to learn how to play, Rose?
I mean, no, I don't think so. I mean, it's like any instrument. You know, it's if you want to play it at a really high level, it's difficult. But, I mean, I think it's easier to get a sound out of than the flute.
Right?
Yes.
As many can attest to.
Right.
We are so excited to hear you play. I dragged y'all out of our beautiful recording studio to come in and chat with us briefly. But we're going to have you guys head back in there, and you're going to play for us throughout the hour, the next 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
We'll let you guys get set up, and we'll be back with the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble after this on 720 WGN. 818 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty has the night off. We are so happy to have in our studio the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble. We met all of the members tonight, Rose, David, Jennifer, Joe, Yaron, and Kathy. And Rose, you're going to be playing some beautiful Christmas music for us. Tell us what we're going to hear.
This is the most wonderful time of the year.
Okay, here we go. Chicago Clarinet Ensemble.
Thank you.
the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble. It's Rose, David, Jennifer, Joe, Yaren, and Kathy. Absolutely beautiful. Rose, step up to your microphone a little bit. I want to talk to you about, you have a benefit concert coming up December 10th. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. So it's December 10th at Northeastern Illinois University in the auditorium. It's a free will concert. This particular concert is very special. It's a benefit concert for Ralph Wilder, our very, very good friend and longtime clarinet player and band leader in Chicago, very well known. Unfortunately, he was injured last spring, and so this concert is, we're trying to raise funds to help his family and help with the care for him.
And that's December 10th at 8 o'clock at Northeastern Illinois University in the Fine Arts Building Auditorium. And give everybody the website where they can go and get tickets.
There's no tickets, but...
Oh, they can just come.
Yeah, actually, what we're doing, it's kind of interesting. We've never tried this before, but since it's a benefit concert, we're making it a free concert.
Oh, great.
And we just ask that whatever people think they want to contribute to the concert, we just want them to instead contribute that to Ralph Wilder's GoFundMe page. So you can find all of the links at www.chicagoclarinetensemble.org.
And all of you are going to be there as well. Can we see who the vocalist are as well, because you have some big time vocalists who are going to be at this concert as well.
We do. Dave, if I forget anybody, you let me know. Wayne Mesmer is going to be there. Debbie Wilder, who is Ralph Wilder's daughter.
Wow, that's awesome.
Lori Shelley.
Uh-huh.
And I'm forgetting one.
Well, that's about all the vocalists, but we have Chicago's finest clarinet players.
Yeah, Sharon Zimmerman.
Symphony.
Yep.
All right.
Linda
and
Baker.
The Lyric Opera.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. And again, it's December 10th. You can get information. You can just show up. I love that. It's
yes.
ChicagoClarinetEnsemble.org. And again, there's no admission, but instead, Ralph Wilder has a GoFundMe page, and all of the proceeds will be used to help Ralph and his family cover the medical costs associated with his injury. So we wish him the best. And
Thank you,
meanwhile, are going to keep playing for us. Can we do another song before the 8:30 news?
Sure. Why
okay,
not?
Let's do it.
How about Let It Snow?
The Chicago Clarinet Ensemble.
Before F, right?
And you just let me know if you need my help in there.
All right.
Okay. They don't need my help, Michael.
Yeah. All the way here.
They sound so good, though. It's.
I know. It's. I wonder why they don't want our help.
You should have took them up on the lessons, I'm thinking.
I think I need a lot of lessons. Here they go.
Thank you.
at the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble. You'll hear much more from them after this on 720 WGN. It's coming up on 844, 720 WGN, the Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty is off tonight, and we are being graced by some beautiful music from the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble based out of Northeastern Illinois University, led by Rose Spiraza. Rose, you are going to play another Christmas tune, I should say another holiday tune for us. So take it away. Once again, the Chicago Clarinet Ensemble live in the Allstate Skyline Studio at WGN Radio.
This is your mean one, Mr. Grinch. One, two, three, four.
Chicago Clarinet Ensemble. Rose, thank you, and thank you everybody for coming in. You guys are absolutely fantastic. One more time, plug the website and the benefit concert next week.
I will. I also wanted to say that Kathy's not here tonight. It's Gloria.
Oh,
Kathy, so.
You got it. Thanks, Gloria.
It's ChicagoClarinetEnsemble.org, and our concert is Monday, December 10th at 8 p.m. in the auditorium at Northeastern Illinois University. Benefit for Ralph Wilder.
Well, you are wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk with Andy Mazur from our sports department. Got a big show coming up this weekend. We'll tell you all about that after this on 720 WGN.